is here.
I just my shit right here. Champ
is here.
This shit is crazy.
The evil genius Green Lantern.
The champ is here. The champ is here. The champ is here.
Yeah. Deep lock.
The champ is here. The champ is here.
Fucking with the champion.
You already know. K-A-D-S-A game. Goodbye.
You ain't fucking with the champion.
You already know.
Green Lantern.
Tell him, kiss.
Niggas know the champ isn't here. He took it from crack the rap. Now he put out 2 anthems a year. And I just want to rock for a
What's up, everyone? This is Sambo Slim. You are listening to another special edition Spurs episode of my podcast. All Spurs talk on this one. Thank you for listening. My Twitter handle is @Sambo_Slim. My website is thesamboslimpodcast.com. Don't forget to go to, next time you want to buy something from Amazon, go to my website, thesamboslimpodcast.com, click on the Amazon banner that's just below the header and above episodes, and that'll take you straight to Amazon's homepage. Buy whatever you were going to buy from Amazon in the first place. You don't get charged anything extra, and Amazon kicks a little money back to my show, and that's a good way, aside from listening and sharing, that's a good way to show your support for us. All right, and I've got a co-host before that, if you listen to my regular show, you've never heard him before because I've never had him on with me, but he's going to be my sports guy in the future on the regular Sambo Slim podcast. And you want to introduce yourself?
Frankie C. Hey, hey, hey.
And you don't have a Twitter or anything, right?
Just a Facebook.
All right, so it's Frankie C. No Twitter. And get used to him. You'll be hearing him more often because, to be honest, I don't know really that much about football or anything like that. I just know about, you know, maybe boxing and the Spurs. But Frankie lives and breathes sports.
So he's play no games when it comes to sports.
Exactly. So he's going to be my sports guy on the regular Sambo Slim podcast. And he's not some random, like, jackass. We grew up together, so we've known each other a long time. I don't know why I told y'all that, but I did. So let's get into Spurs stuff. So first, we'll get into the where we're at this point in the season. Right now, San Antonio, our Spurs, are 54-16. We're still number one in the NBA. We're on a 13-game winning streak, which is the longest in the NBA this season. 9 of those 13 victories have come by double digits, and 4 by at least 20 points. We're 1 win away from the longest winning streak since Tim and Pop joined forces. And you can't say that this streak is against bad teams, because 6 of the teams that we've beaten during this streak are likely playoff teams. And Spurs are 24-14 against teams above 500. So people can scratch that kind of worry that was going around about that Spurs couldn't beat any good teams. Since the All-Star break, they've proven they can beat good teams. And Spurs are ranked in the top 6 this season in both offense and defensive efficiency. Last time they were top 6 in both categories was 2006-2007. And we know what happened then. That was our last championship. Exactly. So so that's where we're at right now. And the last game we played was versus the 76ers, wasn't it?
What was that, like 113-90 something?
It's something like that. You know, we sat stars and still won. Even the game, we can't even try to lose against Golden State. We sat.
Even our third string is manhandling people.
Yeah. Yeah, we sat in the last game. We sat. Against Golden State, we sat Duncan and Ginobili, still beat Golden State. You take off the equivalent of Duncan and Ginobili from any other team in the NBA. That's like taking Bosch and LeBron.
Wade.
Yeah,
I'll
Bosch
Wade.
And Wade.
Let's say Wade. Let's say let him keep LeBron.
You can keep LeBron. Can you beat Golden State? No, you can't.
You can't.
No, Golden State will work you.
There's no more role players on the Miami Heat team. No, if you take away Bosch and Wade.
And that's it.
That's it. It's over with.
It's LeBron by himself, and this isn't like Saturday Night Live, you know, Mike Ditka versus the entire, like, 1977 Chicago Bulls. We're talking LeBron James and a bunch of nobodies, real life, against the Golden State Warriors. He couldn't beat them.
But can't do it. But especially with, I mean,
yeah.
I mean, you got Curry. He's coming out. He's going to bang that beautiful three-pointer all over the place.
Yep.
And you got that other kid around the corner, and you got big David West down low.
Yeah. LeBron can't beat them.
Come on, man. You ain't got enough bodies to put on Golden State in the first place.
No, sir. So Spurs are the one team that can drop two of our superstars. I strongly believe this, and still have a and still stay above 500 consistently in the NBA.
Thanks to the immaculate bench that Shorty Coach Popovich has put into play.
Exactly. Yeah, it talked about on the last podcast. We have a system, and that comes from Pop, R.C. Buford, and I really don't know anybody else's name, but Peter Holt's the owner.
Peter Holt's the owner.
But they put a team together, or they put a system in place, and then they picked players that fit into that system perfectly, and it works. They don't go out and just buy superstars. They don't go out and buy LeBron, Bosh, Wade, put them on the same team. They don't go out and buy Dwight Howard.
When was the last time we had a first pick in the first round anyway? Who do we go get? Duncan.
Exactly.
I mean, that was a long time ago.
And then after that, we're too good to get another first-round draft pick. You know, so we get players you've never heard of way down deep, and everybody laughs at us, and then they end up becoming superstars. And Manu Ginobili's what, like 27th pick? Tony Parker? One of them was a second-round pick in the 20s. And look at them. They're part of our big – both of them are in our big three. You know, so it's a system, like you said – it's a system. Pop knows exactly who to pick. Case in point, Austin Day. Who the hell is that? Austin
Day.
I don't know,
but keep coming around.
Exactly. Against the 76ers, he scored. Let's go back one. He played against Miami Heat. He came in for like 10 seconds and scored. It went 100% from behind the three-point line against the Miami Heat. Who's Austin Day? Everybody's like, who the hell's Austin Day? He's the guy who went who's 100% from behind the three-point line against the Miami Heat. Then we'd send him to the D League because a guy 100% from the three-point line, we still got players that we can use more than him because of our system. And then
because of the system.
Fast forward to last night's game against Philadelphia. We don't want to play our stars. We're resting them for the playoffs because that's really all that matters. Austin Day comes in, 22 points. I think he made like six. I heard on the radio that he made – the math didn't work out. But, you know, we got a bunch of homers, you know, on the radio, local radio in San Antonio. Well, I'm a homer too. But the math didn't work. But he made like six threes. But they were like 22 points and – 15 three-pointers is something ridiculous. So he didn't work that way. I think he made about six three-pointers.
I don't know, but he's young, and let's let him, you know, fill the system out. Let him continue to be a Spur and make big plays. As we all know, Duncan, Ginobili, Parker's still kind of sort of young, but everybody's already getting older. It's almost time to have to, you know, breed the new batch, Mr. Pop.
And that's another thing. Because of the system, we are now able to rest our older players a lot. Like again, we sat Duncan and Ginobili against Golden State, still won. And even when all three of them do play, they're only playing like 25 minutes, maybe like 32 at the most, something like that. And that's because of the system we have in place. Other teams have to play their stars almost the whole game because if they sit them, they're going to lose.
Of course.
But we're not. We have a – I mean – which brings me to my next question or next point I'm going to bring up. Do you think – I firmly believe, and tell me if you agree with me, from top to bottom, all the way across the board, I really think that this current team, I think it's our best team ever. Stacked. When you look at our starting five and then you look at who we have on the bench – and the pieces we can move around, I think this is our best team ever.
And with that being said about the bench is big because our bench is outscoring first string teams. You know, they're going out there and they're putting up, you know, 16, 22 points over on big name teams, you know. And their bench isn't able to compete or match the points that our bench is putting up. So with that, you know, it's hard to win with that because you got your big sitting on the bench and your bench needs to produce some kind of, you know, either defense or points.
Mm-hmm.
If they can't do one or the other, then you're going to be out of there every single time against the Spurs because they're going to do both. Play D, get back, you know, and then their transition game is off the chain. So with that being said, and this is the second string we're talking about. These are the bench guys.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, because you can create a starting five on some teams. You can take five players from our bench and create a starting five on another team, and they'll be better than
that. And how many bench players have the Spurs had that went to other teams and are starting?
Yeah, exactly. On George Hill?
Yeah. George Hill's one of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's the one that stands out the most, but he's on a championship contender.
You remember his name? Yeah, Beno Udrih.
He plays for the Knicks now, right?
He's over there busting ass.
Intricate part of the system. Even going further back, Antonio Daniels, he barely got any playing time with us. He went to the Sonics, and he was one of their top players. Yeah, it always happens. Even on Ian Mahaney, he played maybe like 2 minutes with the Spurs. He's a big part, a role player on the Indiana Pacers.
Did he get a ring with the Spurs?
No, he didn't. If he was with us in 2007, he might have, but I think he's newer than that.
I want to say, when was the last time Spurs won a championship?
07.
Okay. Maybe not.
I don't think he got a ring with the Spurs because he would have had to have been here in 2007. And I don't think he was. I think he's only been in the NBA 3 or 4 years, something like that.
Well, I'm supposed to be the sports guy, so we're editing this shit out.
So do you agree that this is probably the best team stat top to bottom?
I agree. Because our bigs are going to do what bigs are supposed to do, which is 22 points, 16 rebounds a game. You know, Parker's going to hit his 25, you know, and then his assists. You know, Tiago Splitter, my goodness, is he playing big right now. He's playing big. And Boris Diaw, he's another guy.
Yep.
He's putting his chest on the best offensive players in the league. He's putting his chest on LeBron.
Yeah.
And holding them down.
Yep.
He's doing a great job against that man. And I hope they do make it back to the finals because I can't wait to put them boys to shame this year.
Exactly. Yeah, I really think in the finals last year, Ginobili struggled, and that was the big
coaching mistake.
Yeah.
How are you going to take Duncan out of the game on that big play in the final seconds of game seven? Can't do it.
There were a lot of little factors in there. And Pop didn't want to give up on Ginobili, even though he's struggling. A lot of little factors in there, but I think that hopefully nobody gets injured and everybody goes into the playoffs healthy. It looks like they're taking all the right steps for that to happen this season, though. Nobody's playing too many minutes.
And that's the big thing.
Yeah, that is
our guys are old. They need to rest. Let them rest. It's not – I mean, we're number one in the whole NBA right now. So, I mean, go ahead and, you know, we can take a loss or two over here as a Spurs fan.
Yeah.
You know.
We made the playoffs already. First team to make the playoffs this season. You know, I was about 2 games back. We're in the playoffs now. No need. Where other teams would still push it, I guarantee you that.
However.
Go ahead.
We do still want the number one seed so that we can have the championship game seven, if it comes down to it, here in our own backyard.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, as fans, we do want that. Pop, I don't know. I don't know if Pop cares, but. Yeah, I care.
I care.
You care. And I think everybody out there listening cares. We do want the number one seed because we want home court advantage in the finals.
Yes, sir.
So we're both in agreement. This is probably the best. Well, I'm sure this is the best roster from top to bottom that we've ever had in any era. I really think so. But here's another question. This comes up a lot. A lot of people say that when Duncan retires and inevitably Ginobili retires, and I'm thinking that soon. I mean, 2 or 3 years, you know, at the most, probably.
And
they'll be gone. But a lot of people are saying that that's it for the Spurs, that they're going to That's it. They're going to struggle after that.
Let's just think about what we just spoke about and bounce back
right
to Pop's system.
Exactly. Yeah.
So we're still Pop is still finding people who fit in his system. And if you can get a big coming from college, young, if you can give him one full season and one off season with Tim Duncan, he's going to make a monster out of that boy.
Yep.
And then continuing to be under Pop's supervision and under his, you know.
Yeah.
He's going to, you know, he's going to progress into be an NBA machine. You know what I'm saying? So I say it's not going to be over. As long as Pop's at the helm,
yeah,
the Spurs are going to be just fine.
Yeah, I agree. I think maybe they won't be championship contenders right away when Tim and Manu leave, but I think they'll still be a winning team because of the system that's in place. And I think, well, when they leave, we're going to have the money to sign another free agent. And what free there will be a free agent out there, a big market free agent, that will want to play not only with our organization and our system, but we're still going to have Kawhi Leonard. We're still going to have Danny Green, hopefully.
Not to mention Tony Parker's still got another.
Yeah, he's still got a while.
Another
to go.
5 or 6 under his belt.
And when Tony to Parker wants to be, when he's perfectly healthy, this is something that a lot of people overlook. But I guarantee you, NBA players know this. You know, guys like Kevin Love know this, LaMarcus Aldridge, they know this. When Tony Parker's 100% healthy, and he's been lately, he's one of those guys that can be the most dominant person out on the field. He can take over a game, and he can put up 35 on you if he needs
quick
to. He's proved that over and over. The NBA loves to talk about Carmelo Anthony and guys like that.
Oh, yeah, you know, the big flashy teams, names, yeah.
But make no mistake about it. If Tony Parker, again, he's in a system that doesn't require him to do that, but when he has to, he'll put up 35 points on you easy. He's one of the fastest guys in the NBA. He's got that little teardrop floater.
He'll put whatever Spurs are on the floor on his back and take them.
And he will. And they're going to be when Ginobili and Duncan leave, that's going to free up money for a big market free agent. They're going to want to play. Who does not want to play with Parker and Kawhi Leonard in the Spurs system? Who wouldn't want to do that?
I want to play with them.
And just yeah, and just Parker and Kawhi and Green and Splitter, that's I mean, again, hey, maybe they're not championship contenders, but they're still above 500 and they're still a dangerous team in the playoffs.
Okay.
And add another superstar.
And those three names that you just mentioned, they're also starting to put up big points. Look at Kawhi. He's not only a defender, but he's over there and he's starting to be an enforcer with that ball.
Oh, yeah.
He's taking the ball and he's taking it straight to the rack. I mean, he's stopping and popping, stepping behind the three-point line, you know. I mean, people are almost, it seems like they're almost intimidated when he starts to go to the rack. They don't even want to jump with him anymore, you know. But, of course, you got them bigs that have got to stick their hand up there. But, of course, they're becoming posterized as well.
Yeah.
You know, so.
And he's cold-blooded. He proved in the finals, and throughout the playoffs and the finals last year, he is not afraid to take the big shots.
Nope.
He's not afraid to get in anybody's face and defend him. And that includes LeBron. Yeah, he's a beast. He's a beast, and he's one of the main reasons that I am not worried when Duncan and Ginobili leave. I'm not one of those people that worries about that. I trust the Spurs system. You know what else I trust? That even if Pop does leave, you got to think the Spurs are always planning ahead. They're geniuses. They're basketball geniuses.
Yes.
I guarantee you that for the last about 5 years or maybe even longer, they've been bringing some guy, just like Popovich when he took over as the head coach. Everybody's like, who the hell is he? Look who he is. You know, there's somebody in the Spurs organization right now that they've been bringing up in the system. I don't know who he is. He's some guy we've probably never heard of, and he's going to be able to step right in because they know this is inevitably going to happen one day, and he's going to be able to implement the Spurs system as a coach. I guarantee you that just look at the Spurs history and how they plan and they calculate. I guarantee you they already have a replacement for Pop. And I guarantee you he's going to be able to effectively implement the system.
He's going to slide right in. He's not going to be Pop. Well, there's only one Greg Popovich.
One of the best in history.
But he might be Greg Popovich-esque.
Yeah. It'd be close enough. And we're still going to have the core that's used to playing in that system. And, you know, Tony Parker, he's a coach on the floor.
Coach on the floor.
So, yeah, I think we're fine. I think we're safe. Everybody should stop worrying.
They'll be just fine.
Any teams you're afraid of in the playoffs? A lot of them have slipped.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you one thing, though, man. Oklahoma still makes me worry.
Oklahoma could
be up by 15 with a minute and a half left in the game, and they'll come and get that 15.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because they'll do that. Not only will they put some blocks and some steals, but with Westbrook, Durant, and then you also, Ibaka, you know, he's also, Cephalosha, they're over there, they're playing ball. Them guys are playing ball.
Yeah, and they're, whoever put that team together, that's the one team I'm worried about in the playoffs, too. I'm not worried about Houston. I think they're too new.
Oh, no.
Seven-game series.
There's Clippers, no chemistry.
Yeah, and Clippers, seven-game series, I'm not worried about that. Oklahoma City, I am worried about. Whoever put that team together, I mean, they're a basketball genius too, because they built. I mean, have you? I was really close to front row to watch. I guess like 14 rows back to watch Spurs versus OKC when OKC came to San Antonio, and man, these guys are just built. Do you have Kevin Durant? I think he's the best player in the NBA, all around player in the NBA.
Yep.
And that's not just because I hate LeBron. I think and you can say LeBron's won
Queen
two championships
James.
In a row. Yeah, I put Kevin Durant in LeBron's place with Wade and Bosch, and Kevin Durant's winning two championships in a row. You know, I think I like Kevin Durant better than LeBron as a player. If I was starting a team and I had a choice between two of them, I'd take Kevin Durant. And so besides him, the most dynamic scorer in the NBA, this team is just built for defense. It's like they're all long, lanky. Like you mentioned Ibaka, he's like a giant Kevin Durant. You look at Kevin Durant, he's a small forward. He looks like freaking...
And handles the ball like a point guard?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Dangerous. And they got a lot of guys like that on the team. And I'm watching them, and you can't pass the ball without them manipulating it somehow
with their long
lanky arms. You can't
hands
shoot
in the passing lane. That's
If they don't slap the ball, they're gonna force you to make an adjustment while you're trying to pass it. They're dangerous.
They're very dangerous.
And you don't and in a seven game season
and they're
series,
fast.
Yes, they're
that's
all
one thing,
quick.
That's one thing. You know, Spurs. I love them to death, but you know we're kind of old, kind of sluggish. But that's
Yeah.
Pop has a great ratio of young to veteran players on the floor.
He does.
You know, he's, you know, Danny Green and Kawhi Leonard, you know, they're young, but you still got Parker Boris and Duncan over there starting. So,
yep.
I mean, it's still good, you know. It's a great ratio because you got that, you know, you got that length and you got that speed,
yep.
But you also still have that mentality from the veterans still working the system, Pop system, you know? So it's a great chemistry.
Yeah.
And that's what a lot of teams are lacking is chemistry. Like you mentioned Houston.
Yeah.
That you're not really worried about Houston. See, now Houston, they have a great organization, but their chemistry on the floor is what's lacking.
Yeah.
You know? So with that being said, you know, there's, you know, they might win one or two in a seven game series.
Yeah.
I'll give them that.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they do have good
resting
defense.
The bigs.
Yeah. That's if all our starters were injured and it was just our bench. Then they might win two.
Then I'm giving them two.
And something happened to Pop where he ended up.
He got double technical in the first 5 minutes. He was ejected.
And that happened. They might win two. Mm-hmm. Pop gets a 7-game suspension, so he has to miss the whole series. The whole starting five's injured. Houston might win two. And Dwight Howard's allowed to do steroids just for that series.
Yeah, he was granted steroid use immunity.
And Harden's given like robotic arms.
Actually, Harden grew his beard longer.
Yeah. He's allowed to grow his beard longer and bionic arms.
Yeah.
And yeah. Then they might win too. They might.
Damn. I wish there was some way that we can enhance his jump shot.
Harden's?
Yeah.
That's the bionic arms.
Oh, that's the bionic.
He doesn't lose his form.
Now
they're,
I understand.
They're programmed for the form.
I was lost. I said bionic arms. I was like.
I should have explained that.
Yeah. We're slow around here sometimes.
Yeah. So, but we agree OKC, who we're worried about in the playoffs. Yeah, I guess that's all I have for that's all.
So, who are you worried about from the East?
Okay.
Okay, let's say hypothetically speaking. Okay, yeah. We're still saying hypothetical because it has not even started playoffs yet.
Right.
But who? Let's say the Spurs do make it to the championship this year, which they will. But yeah. Hypothetically, let's say they do.
Yeah.
Who would you be worried about from the East besides Miami?
Okay. Besides Miami, well. Yeah,
I'm actually not even worried about Miami, but who else is there in the East?
Yeah.
Indiana.
That's who I'm worried about. I'm worried about Indiana for a lot of the same reasons I'm worried about OKC. They're young. They're athletic. They got a lot of long, lanky, good defense. I mean, even George Hill, that's the point guard. He looks like a small forward. And he's
Spurs
a point
got
guard.
Rid of him.
Yeah. And which pissed me off at first. This is off the subject. But again, you got to think about the system. How the hell did they know to get Kawhi Leonard? Because when they traded George Hill for Kawhi Leonard, I was pissed. And I don't remember if I called my brother or he called me, but we were all pissed off. Pop needs to be fired.
I hate him.
Who the hell is Kawhi Leonard? We traded George Hill for a nobody. George Hill is the future. Look.
Actually, George Hill is just a role player in Pop's system.
Yeah, exactly. And we get Kawhi Leonard, who's, I mean, that's the future. You know, but
yes,
how?
Because you can actually build a team around Kawhi Leonard.
You can. Yeah.
You give him a big and a point guard, shit.
Yeah. And you tell him you're our number one option.
That's it.
He can do it.
Yeah. Shoot the ball.
Yeah. And a lot of people question Kawhi, like, because he's quiet. Tim Duncan's quiet, too. And Kawhi's not the point guard. The point guard is the coach on the floor. Kawhi, you can tell him to just score your ass off and play hard defense. You're our number one scoring option. The point guard's the coach on the floor. He can be the leader, and he can be the team captain. Kawhi can still be the star player and the go-to guy without having to be the vocal leader out on the floor. So that's kind of a bullshit argument. I'm going to say bullshit. It's kind of a bullshit argument. Everybody's like, oh, man, these guys are rebels. They said bullshit.
Oh, my goodness. These guys are living on the edge.
So going back to your question, Indiana Pacers. Of course, that's who I'm worried about in the East. I know they've been slipping lately, but I'm actually worried more about them than the Heat. Because, I mean, Dwayne Wade's not that healthy. And
well, yeah, but he has his nights.
He does, and he proved he wasn't that healthy last year either. And you know, if you think about it, he like single-handedly won the championship for the Heat against Dallas, and he was injured. And he's a bad man.
He's a known killer.
Yeah, but Indiana, I think, has a more well-rounded team, and I think they're better at defense. And
what it all comes down to in the NBA.
Yeah,
and it all comes down to blocking that last shot. It all comes down to getting that last rebound. You know.
Yep.
I mean. Shit, yeah. It takes a bad dude to hit that last three-pointer or that last jump shot or that last free throw, because some people can't even make that last free throw.
No, they can't.
You know?
And they're hungrier. Mm-hmm. Heat have won two championships in a row, and they kind of seem lackadaisical right now. And I know, again, that Indiana's on a slump. But you see, what people don't think about is you have to go through a slump at some point. You're not going to you can't keep momentum throughout the entire 82-game season.
Right.
At some point, you're going to slump. And right now, you're slumping. That's okay. You have time to pick it up before the playoffs. As long as you're peaking right before the playoffs,
I mean, who's
fine.
To say that the slump is not coming from resting?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The Spurs
do it all the time.
Yeah, and the Spurs could start losing. You know, we don't know. We're on a streak right now. We could start losing.
Oh, my goodness. Look, let's just knock on wood already.
Yeah. We'll knock on wood. But, yeah, so I'm worried about them. That the team you're worried about?
That was the same team that I'm worried about.
Yeah, Indiana Pacers.
Because anybody else is it's mediocre.
Yeah. And Heat didn't make any major changes to their roster.
Like they have the same squad.
Yeah, and Spurs, one or two plays away from winning, 25 seconds away from winning the championship, 7 games with the Heat, better team this season. The Heat aren't a better team this season.
They weren't a better team last season.
No, they weren't. So, I'm worried about the Pacers. But you said besides the Heat, but even correct. If we still had the Heat.
They're still in the conversation.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're the defending champions. You got to respect that. But Pacers, that's right. Who I really don't want to see. But Spurs know how to play the Heat. Pacers might, might come in and throw us off.
They might, but still,
I still think we can beat them.
Oh, I know we can.
Yeah.
I know we can. It's not a doubt in my mind. I ain't worried about it.
No, sir. I'm guaranteeing a fifth ring.
Hold on. Whoa. Last time somebody guaranteed something. I think it was LeBron James with his first year with the Miami Heat. He guaranteed not one, not two, not three. But didn't they lose that first?
Yeah, they did.
They lost that first one?
Yeah.
Okay, and then they came back and what, back-to-backed it?
Yeah, they lost to Dallas, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nowinski got his first. They got Dallas franchise first and only ring, didn't they?
Yeah. One ring.
Stupid Dallas.
I hate Dallas.
The only thing out of Dallas that's good is the Cowboys and the girlfriend.
And I don't even like the Cowboys. I hate the Dallas Mavericks so much that I can't watch the Cowboys.
I hate them too.
I know in a lot of listeners here, you're Spurs fans and you're Cowboys fans, but
I am.
I hate the Dallas Mavericks so much that I just associate the Dallas Cowboys.
You know, I remember when I was off at Culinary Arts FCI, there was this guy from Dallas, and now, of course, I was a Spurs fan, and it was a year that Dallas and the Spurs were in the NBA Finals, I believe.
Yeah.
And Dallas beat the Spurs in that final. Matter of fact,
oh, the Western Conference.
It was Devin Harris off the bench. Single-handedly dismantled the Spurs.
I hated that. Dude, he did the same move over and over. He just goes to his right and does that little layup, but he kept doing it. Yeah.
Just couldn't stop it. But it was that same year. It was a dude from Dallas. And, of course, I'm full-blooded San Antonio Spur, And this dude, we had a bet.
Yeah.
We had a bet. Dude said, if Dallas wins the series, you have to root for Dallas in the finals. But if the Spurs win, I'll root for the Spurs. So I was like, yeah, we're going to beat y'all. So, of course, I made the bet. And sure enough, I had to go for Dallas in that finals.
Damn.
But I believe they lost to the Miami. To the Miami Heat.
Yeah, that's when Wade shut them down.
That was, exactly. Matter of fact, that was when some brilliant coach or brilliant Laker system decided they can get a championship without the big man Shaquille O'Neal. They thought they can just go stay with Kobe and just get one.
Yep.
Nah, Kobe ain't cut like that.
Nope.
He needs a big guy.
You got to surround him with stars, yeah. Just like you got to surround LeBron James with stars.
Surround LeBron James with stars.
Yep.
But yes, sir.
So let's get into, on the Spurs podcast, I act like I've been doing this for a long time. We're gonna do a question of the show for every episode. This episode we did, and I have a lot of replies here. So this is how we're gonna close out every show. Question of the day or question of the show was, what is your all-time all Spurs starting five, and you get one sixth man, and I'm gonna read all of your answers that you sent me over Twitter. So thank you very much to everybody who sent those in. And then Frankie C and I will give you our all-time all Spurs starting five and six men. So first one's from at sports underscore four underscore money. He says Tony Parker, point guard, George Gervin, shooting guard, Sean Elliott, small forward, power forward, Tim Duncan, and Dave Robinson at center, Manu Ginobili, six man. That's a strong team.
That's pretty damn good.
We got at Spurs center, and he has Parker, Gervin, Elliott, Duncan, Robinson, Ginobili is six man. So there's another one for same lineup there. We've got at Snipe 37. He says Robinson, Duncan, Elliott, Iceman, Ginobili, Parker. And he says, can we throw in Silas and Bowen in there also? And that's the tough thing because, yeah, there are a lot of all-time greats.
All-time defensive players.
Yep. And dude, small forward, you got to consider, who do you want? Do you want Leonard? Do you want Elliott? Do you want Bowen? That's a tough decision.
Jesus.
Yeah. So, and we have Papa Iceman. That's my boy. He has Duncan, Robinson, Gervin, Parker, and Alvin Robertson. Wow. Alvin, that dude, that's hardcore defense. And then imagine if you really wanted to go defensive, you put Alvin Robertson and Bruce Bowen on the same team.
Yeah, but you're not going to score too many, motherfuckers.
You won't score too much, but man, you will. you'll win. You'll win like 2-15 after four quarters. So let's see. We got, let me open this up. He is okay. True King Solomon. Oh wait, he sent me in something. Oh, he was talking about, yeah, between Leonard, Bowen, and Elliott. He says he'd say Leonard because he can play really well on both sides of the court, and he's still young and has time to improve a lot. Good point, because Leonard has the potential to have the defense of Bowen and maybe even more dynamic, because Leonard's big enough to guard, you know.
Look at that wingspan.
Yeah. He might be able to guard all the way up to center, but power forward for sure, and he's quick enough to guard.
Well, power forward, I don't know if he still has enough body all that.
Yeah, if he gets bigger.
He's got to hit the weight pile.
Yeah, to guard most power forwards. But so let's say he bulks up. Potentially, he could guard point guard to power forward. And Bruce would guard Nowitzki, but Nowitzki isn't really, you know, he's an outside shooter, so yeah. Bruce could stay on him out there. If Nowitzki took him under the basket, it'd be a different story. But
yeah, well, I mean, there's only so much you can do with a 7-footer, you know?
Yeah, that's too scared to get under the basket, so he shoots jump shots. But
what is he, German?
Yeah, must be.
Freaking Nazi.
But Leonard, he could potentially guard even under the basket if he can build up some bulk. We got K. Sakuraba. That's another one of my boys. Tony Parker, Ginobili, Sean Elliott, Tim Duncan, David Robinson. He added some bench players. Avery Johnson, Chuck Person, Malik Rose, Bruce Bowen. He added a whole bench.
Man, this guy has the 101 greatest Spurs of all time book.
but the cool thing about this is he's a Laker fan, but he still knows that much about the Spurs.
Well, because you know, of course, the nemesis to the Spurs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I can tell you all about
the Lakers.
I can tell you about Laker history.
Oh, well, I can tell you about Fisher history. And guess who he plays with now?
Yeah, OKC.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Sleeping with the enemy. So we got his name's kind of weird. So he's PAL3 underscore R1D3R. So Pell Ryder. And he says Johnny Moore. So that would be his point guard. You got the Iceman at shooting guard. Bruce Bowen, again. Tim Duncan, Dave Robinson, and Ginobili as his sixth man. Nice.
That is a very great team.
Yeah, because Johnny Moore, he didn't get to play that long because he had desert fever, I think, some sort of disease. So he had to leave early, but who knows what, I mean, Parker might have broken his record by now, but he was a Spurs all-time assist leader. And yeah, I remember him playing. He's a great player, so good choice there. We got Josh underscore the underscore truth. He has Tony Parker, Manu, Gervin, Timmy, David Robinson, and Sean Elliott as his sixth man. So he's starting Gervin at small forward, which you can do. Gervin was tall. My boy Richard, the owner and designer of Richard Anthony Clothing, who will be on my show soon, he says, oh, and he's at RA_clothing. He says, Tony, Gervin, Rodman, Duncan, David Robinson, and Manu off the bench. There's another one.
Okay, hold on, hold on. Time out.
Go ahead.
First of all, let's go back to this Rodman character.
Yeah.
How in the hell are you going to put this commie-loving prick on your Fab 6? Okay, we can't call it a Fab 5 because we got the extra sixth man of the year. You know, so, I mean, yeah. How are you going to do that? How are you going to put this guy, Dennis Rodman? Okay, we used to call him the worm. He used to get a billion rebounds a game, you know.
Yeah.
But still, man, I mean, just stop it already, okay?
I'll put him on. If it means I'm going to win a ring, I'll put Rodman on my squad.
I don't know,
Kim Jong-il's not invited. I'll put Rodman. Because you got to think,
come samida.
You got to think,
that's
man.
That's Korean for thank you.
Is it? What are you doing sleeping with the enemy? But but you got to think, man. You got Rodman, Duncan, and Robinson. And man, if you got Gervin as your shooting guard, the other team's not getting any rebounds, and they probably aren't going to score very. Not probably. They are not scoring.
Yeah,
very much.
No. Yeah, no. You're winning all defense.
Yeah,
that's it.
You're locking
you're
them down.
Score shit.
You'll end. Yeah, they'll end the game. They'll end the game. The other team will have zero rebounds against that squad.
Yep. The worm.
So we got Falcon Fiend 2. He's got Robinson, Gervin, Duncan, Parker Bowen, and Manu Ginobili as his sixth man.
That's a great team.
Yeah. We've got John with two N's _ Ray. He's got the Admiral, Timmy, Sean Elliott, Manu, Parker, and he has a bench. Let's see. Yeah, he's got Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard for a sixth man, or Kawhi Leonard for a sixth man.
Hmm.
Good team there.
All right.
At the Realist Con, he's got Parker, Iceman, Kawhi Leonard, Duncan and Robinson, sixth man, Manu Ginobili. We've got at Kreisberg, Kreisberg. He's got Robinson, Tim Duncan, George Gervin, Parker, Ginobili, six man, Robert Ori.
Oh, right? Big shot, Bobby.
Exactly. That's a good squad there, man.
Like it.
Because Ori knew exactly what to do coming off the bench.
He wouldn't hit no points until that final second.
He needed to come in. And Big Shot would not only take the big shot, like literally, He'll land a big shot, like when he knocked Steve Nash into that freaking table.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, that was clean.
That
land.
Big shot, too.
That was a big splash.
Yeah. We've got Cherokee Willie, and he has Tony Parker, George Gervin, Sean Elliott, Tim Duncan, David Robinson, and sixth man Manu Ginobili. That seems to be the most common one there.
Yeah.
We've got at Aaron NBR, he has Robinson, Duncan, Bowen, and he added here, Bowen stopped Nash, LeBron James, and Dirk Nowitzki. See, that's dynamic there.
No, Bowen is easy.
Yeah, he's the true
stand-up guy.
Manu, Parker, and let's see, started Manu for his playmaking, and he's going to let Gervin loose off the bench. That's
ooh,
a good squad there.
You're talking about 25 off the bench, kiddo.
Yeah, yeah, good thinking there, man. We've got Jeffrey Heligar, and he has Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili, George Gervin, Tim Duncan, David Robinson. So he also put Gervin at small forward. He didn't give me a sixth man. But I mean, that's strong there. And I like, I like.
Who
George
needs a six man with that lineup?
No, yeah, you put George Gervin at small forward. Yeah,
shoot, brother.
And last one is Sir_E. Watkins. He's got Robinson, Duncan, Sean Elliott, Gervin, Parker, and Manu. So that is definitely the most common one there. You got Tim, David, Sean Elliott, Gervin, Parker, and Manu as your sixth man.
Yeah.
That's the most typical. Did you?
Well, I have something very, very similar.
Yep.
I'm coming in with the Admiral, David Robinson, as my center.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I got to have power forward Tim Duncan. And, you know, that shot on the three-point line and in Coffin Corner with his heels hovering over the out-of-bounds line. Sean Elliott's still going to be my favorite small forward from the Spurs.
Yeah.
You know, I got to keep Parker at the point. You know, he's running things at top.
Mm-hmm.
And then, Ginobili. You know, his game speaks for itself. And then as my sixth man, I'm going to go with young and very talented Kawhi Leonard.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, Kawhi Leonard's a good choice. That's a good lineup there. So no Rodman for you, huh?
No Rodman for me. Sorry.
It's tough here. I'm going to go with, you got to go with Dave Robinson at center. I mean, one of the best centers in history. Spurs' best center ever, and one of the best all overall, if you look at his all-around game centers.
And very classy. Very classy human being.
Yeah, very classy. You got to go with Tim Duncan, not only the best power forward in the NBA, but maybe the best big man ever in the NBA. So you got to go with those two. Those are a given.
Oh, yeah. Fundamentally sound.
Yeah, small forward's tough because you got to go with – it's between Bruce, Sean, and Kawhi Leonard. But my starting – small forward, it's tough, man. But my starting small forward would be Bruce Bowen. I'd go with him. I need his defense. Look how money he was from the corner on those threes.
Yep.
So I need him. Because with Bruce, I can point out the other team's top scorer, and I can say, go get him, and he's going to shut him down.
Shut him down.
So I got David, Tim, I got Bruce. My shooting guard is another one that's tough because you got to look at Ginobili or Gervin, and one of them might be your sixth man. But then you got who's your sixth man because you also have two really good small forwards you didn't use. But I'm still going to go with the Iceman over Ginobili. I think especially when you look at today's NBA with weaker big men, I think Gervin, as much as he could score back then, with dominant bigs, I think he would go crazy today. Almost like a freaking Kevin Durant, maybe. My starting point guard, Tony Parker. I think he's the best point guard, hands down, we've ever had.
Sorry, Avery.
Yeah. So I got Robinson. I got Tim. I got Bruce. I got Iceman. I got Tony Parker. My sixth man, I'm going to go with Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to put Kawhi Leonard as my sixth man.
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. So that's mine. I think we'll cut it short here. Or not cut it short, this 48 minutes. We'll cut it here.
Long enough for me.
Yeah. So thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you for sending us in your starting fives or the six man. And if you like the podcast, share it with your friends. Thank you, Frankie C., for coming on the podcast.
Yes, sir.
All right. And, we'll see y'all next time.
Peace.
The first push who ever made the stash. The rap boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Thanks to the lanes, into the bad aim. Thanks to a little change, I tore you out the cane. Bullet wounds to stop your buffoonery. Thanks to the pastor rapping at your eulogy. To little Kim and them, you know the women friend who carried over cross state for a gentleman. Yeah. Thanks to all the hustlers, and most importantly you, the customer. Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight.
Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year, drinks is on the house. Rib house, rib head out, baby, I just hit a score. Pick any place on the planet. Pick a shawl, take what the falls, figure then figure more. Cause they forgot to account what I did with the fraud. Pick a time, let's depart some stars. Pick a weekend for freaking for figure falls. I figure frauds never hit a liquor fall. So they don't know the feeling when them things get across. Put your hand out the window, feel a force, feel a posh. Hit the frost, ice cold. Jewels got no flaws, drop got no top. You on the top floor, pink.
rosé, pink OJ. I get away with murder when I sling yay. That raw got less steps than Britney. That means it ain't stepped on, dig me. Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight.
Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight.
Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Hey. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like.
Hey.
Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice.
Hey.
You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Drinks is on the house. Rare Porsches, rare portraits. Rare guns if you dare come near the fortress. This apple sauce is from the apple orchard. This kind of talk is only reserved for the bosses. Which means I get it from the crown. Which means you get it when I'm around. Rich niggas, black bar mitzvahs. Mozel Tov, it's a celebration, bitches. L'chaim. I wish for you 100 years of success, but it's my time. Cheers, toast to crime. Number one D-boy, shame you can rhyme. Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight.
Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight.
Rock, rock, boys in the building tonight. Oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Oh, oh, what a feeling I'm feeling like. Look at how I'm chilling, I'm killing this ice. You don't even gotta bring your purses out. We the dope boys of the year. Superhero music right here, baby. American Gangster. Take a flight. It's coming to a town near you. As soon as I touch down, just want y'all to start playing the horns like Hobie's home. Lukey, baby.